So, wonderful good morning, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Jack World Day 2, exhibitors and visitors. I am here together with the inventor of fiberglass and the disruptor of the circularity in our industry. Welcome, Chris, to our show.
Nice to see you, man. It's always a pleasure.
Chris, we have met already last year in TechTaint, our community. Last year, the topic was you are in a transitioning from one company to the next one. What is the update right now? Because our community is keen on learning from the first hand what's going on right now.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
It's been a long journey. It's been an exciting journey, you know. And I think we're going through a process of establishing and building the future of our company. I mean, the glass reinforcements business is a world class business. It is a world leading business. It's a global business. And really, this process of standing it up and starting this process of building a new identity for this business is underway. And really, we're getting to the point now where regulatory approval has been granted. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of moving to the last weeks before this thing closes. And once it closes, then I can formally tell you what the name of the new company is going to be. But you've probably noticed from a lot of the stuff,
Yes. You
have a new look, you have a new feel, and you have a really kind of a focus of developing a brand, which is all about innovation, it's about circularity, and it's about partnership. Yeah.
So what do you think about my message then today?
I think I need to get a jacket just like yours, yeah, because it's part of the future of our business.
I will open a shop and then you can order it. Or I get you one free in exchange of the book.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Wonderful. We will talk about the book in a separate one because they have compiled a composites history book. Very, very exciting. Please get your copy on that. So one of our heart topics is, of course, sustainability. So let's talk about sustainability in the terms of sustainer. Now, as far as I understood sustainer, you have several layers. Let's talk about the last layer. The last layer means you are looking now also for partnerships, and we will touch on the partnership requirements just in a minute. Tell us where do you stand with sustainer?
I think if you have to take a step back, right? We work in an incredible industry, have tremendous technology. We deliver stuff that's durable and robust. It lasts forever. Fundamentally, that's one of the issues. It lasts forever. It's designed not to fall apart. Yeah. Really, the point of how do you actually turn it back into a product at the end of the life is super complicated. Mm. And, you know, we've spent many years wondering how we do this, you know, and I think we started with a premise in the glass reinforcements business, which was we sell modulus. Mm. We sell performance, we sell modulus. And really the point of chopping it into short material and kind of upcycling it kind of gets away from that. So really what we said is we have to create the technology to enable us to put material back in the furnace and generate essentially prime product again. Mm. And that's the basis of Sustainer. right? And I think you look at it and go, the first thing you do is you focus on cleaning your house, because every production process has waste. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to deal with that. And then you can look at it and say, in the industry we work in, we have people that convert, and we can take their waste and we can convert that back to prime product. And then really the holy grail is end of life. Mm-hmm. And really what we're focusing now is, how do we actually build the partnerships to enable us to take end of life waste, to process it, to give us the materials that we can then process to generate fiber again, and that's what Sustainaloop is.
So, Chris, we have a video that is compiled by Nadesh, yeah? And tell us about the video that is upcoming right now. What will be the relation to the sustainer?
Yeah, and the video, I mean, Nadesh is awesome, right? I mean, yes. She's awesome when you look at this video, but really there's a couple of key points in this process, right? I mean, the first point is, we're doing something pretty unique, which is we're actually melting the glass using hydrogen, mm-hmm. right? So essentially, what does that mean? It means you don't use natural gas, so you need green hydrogen. The embodied carbon is basically zero. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Okay, take that off. That was a big move.
Yeah.
But then what you also see is, you see Nadesh talking about the process of taking recovered fibers, mm-hmm. processing them, and putting them back in the furnace. And this is the basis of Sustainer.
Wonderful. Sounds totally logic. Now let's have a look at that video. And after the video, we will continue with the partnerships with Owens Corning.
In 2025, we began a new chapter. We're starting changing how fiberglass is made, with low carbon emissions and circularity, with real industrial solutions. Today, this vision is becoming reality here in L'Ardoise.
A year ago, we ran a week-long trial that showed us that reducing our industry CO2 emission is possible. Today, green hydrogen is produced right here on site to fuel a multi-month industrial trial. This test is designed to demonstrate the robustness, scalability, and performance at a real manufacturing scale.
It's the first time we are running hydrogen continuously at industrial scale in real manufacturing conditions. Making the hydrogen here on site helps us understand long-term reliability, cost, and what this technology could mean for a future with low CO2 glass melting.
Last year, we also introduced a new way to recycle glass fiber waste back into our furnace. This year, this process is expanding. Now, Sustainaloop, our high-performing circular Advantex glass, is produced at scale with different sources of waste, either waste coming from our customer, either waste coming from our production.
What we are doing here shows that circularity, decarbonization, and industrial performance can move forward together.
Let's make circularity possible.
Let's make more possible.
So now back from the nice video with Nadesh, really powerful lady. It's a wonderful footage that you have created there. Now, Chris, you said you're looking for partnerships. My question here is, so why do you need partners? What kind of partners would you need, and why should people care about partnering up with you?
I mean, it's an interesting question, right? I think if you went back 20 years, companies thought they could do it themselves,
yeah.
right? And really what we do is we work in a world now which is super complicated, super technical, and in many cases, you don't have the capability and skills to do it.
Yeah.
And really, you know, when we talk about partnerships in recycling, we're talking about people that have got expertise in savolysis, pyrolysis, you know, and it's complicated stuff, and it's stuff that we don't do.
Yeah.
So really we say, look, we want to find people that we want to partner with because, okay, we work with great companies like Composites Recycling, like GenCraft. These people are world class mm-hmm. in this difficult step of taking end of life material and reprocessing it. So for us, partnership makes sense because we can reprocess the fiber, they can process the waste, you know, they can actually find sources for the pyrolysis oil or uses for the pyrolysis oil. So really it's building an ecosystem mm-hmm. that's going to actually make this work.
Yes.
I mean, the composites industry is a village. We have to operate as a village to make yes. this work because no one's big enough to actually deal with this
and
problem.
And also cross-border,
cross-region, yeah. cross yeah. everything. Yeah. So for us, partnership is key, you know, and I think what we look for is we look for technical competence, we look for openness, we look for people that are prepared to kind of push the boundaries and take risks, and that's what we try to do as well.
So you mentioned some of these partnerships. Yesterday I went to the Circular Village to interview Estelle Osso from UCIA, and then we spontaneously decided actually to interview Jane Kraft, Marcin Rushin, shout out to you at this point. Can you give us an illustrate as an example how this partnership works so that our community understands how this is actually implemented?
Yeah, I mean, if you take GenCraft, GenCraft has a pretty clear business model. They have a clear focus let's call it the end of life waste that they're focused on recovering. Yeah. You know, really for us, what we do is we partner with GenCraft. They provide fibers to us, which have been pyrolysized. You know, we have very clear guidance and operations in terms of how we think about the quality of those fibers. We work to optimize this, and then basically we'll reprocess the fiber into mm-hmm. essentially prime fiberglass.
Wonderful, nice. I think we've covered a lot of grounds. I have a final question to you, Chris. I don't get it. We have green and black. Now, black I always associated with carbon, but you're not a carbon company. So where does this black come?
It's very interesting, right? So we call it original green, right?
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to move to an environment where we talk about ourselves as the original composites company. Back to what you said about yes. the inventor of fiberglass, yes. we're going to talk about us as the original composites company. So we have original green.
Yes.
Black just looks cool.
Looks great, right?
It just looks cool.
Black is an elegant color.
Exactly. It looks cool. So that's why we choose black.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Chris, for all these insights. Always a pleasure talking to you.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, man.
How do we connect you with the stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts, and we examine big innovative ideas. We let perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainability world to you. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, we cover events and corporates from Germany, France, UK, Central Europe, Italy, Turkey, and other European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value. This is Composites 360 on Tour, your fast lane access to the global composites community. From factory floors to breakthrough labs, from startup powerhouses to industry leaders, we capture the people, the processes, and the ideas shaping the next generation of advanced materials. Where innovation meets real-world applications, we bring you the voices that define the future, directly, authentically, and live from the heart of every major composites event. In 2026 and 2027, Composites 360 on Tour continues its journey across Europe, bringing you closer to the people and breakthroughs shaping our industry. At JEC Forum Dach 2026 in Cologne, we reconnect with the German-speaking composites ecosystem. Innovations, SMEs, suppliers, buyers, and industry leaders driving high-performance, lightweight solutions. At JEC World 2027 in Paris, we step onto the global stage, capturing world-class technologies, international collaborations, and the future of composites at the industry's biggest gathering. And at JEC Forum Italy 2027, we dive into a market rich in craftsmanship, innovation, performance engineering, and sustainable solutions shaped by Italy's industrial heritage.
Ilkay Oskizolo, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on Tour, weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites launch, Composites 360 on Tour, on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.